Coach, you know, your team comes into today's game having won 9 straight. You have a week off, and then you play today's game. From our perspective up above, it looked like the energy level wasn't what we're used to seeing from your team. But how did you see the game?
Yeah, you're probably right. The energy was, I don't want to say it was low, but it was not game-like. So we had a good week of practice, but it's never like a game. It's a long time in a season to be off for 7 days. Not going to complain. We could fix some bumps and bruises here and there, and I think it's going to pay off. But that first game, we were expecting a tough game, and Milwaukee played extremely well. They didn't give much. We had more scoring chances than they did, so we could have find a way to win that game in regular time. But their goalie played extremely well. So, you know, little details of the game that we can be much better. But overall, we put ourselves in the position to win the game still.
You gave up your first power play goal, I think, in 30 opportunities. So despite the fact that you did give up one, you have to be happy overall with the way your special teams has been.
Well, I mean, before the game, we're second in the league on the PK, and we're tied first in the league on the power play. So it's been really good. And you know, the scoring chance we gave, you know, one play we need to be better just before the goal. But then after that, it's the puck was deflected in front of Hutch, and you know, and you're gonna get scored once in a while on the PK. We've been pretty good.
What did you think of your fourth line today with
McLeese? I like them a lot. Spachek was moving. McLeese is such a smart player. He's mistake-free on the ice. He knows his routes. He's just really good head on his shoulder. His hockey sense is really good. And Harkins, I thought, was good also on that line. So I felt very comfortable to play those guys tonight.
You switched up your D pairings midway through, I think, the second with Schilling and going with Niku and Stojkovic with Melchiori. What was your reasoning?
Well, I thought we could. I didn't like the synergy between the top two. I don't want to say the top two, but between the two pairings, and we talked about it, and we could move the puck, and then we have the ability to switch those guys around. And I felt we were a bit slow to move the puck and supporting each other. It was just not the same. Same synergy between the two of them, so we made a switch. And you know, again, it's small decisions, but I don't think that had an impact in the game.
Overall, is there anything you take from today's game, or is it one you just kind of throw in the wash and move on to tomorrow?
Well, the teams will get ready for us. I mean, we've been pretty successful recently, and we need to learn the lesson. And we're up by 2 goals, and we're playing decent hockey. We had our scoring chances. We could have scored way more goals, and we didn't, and their goalie was good. But it's you know, first goal against, you have to come back all the way down to your D zone. The second goal, it's our fault. We didn't manage the puck properly. And then the third one is a PK, and then you go in the shootout, it can go one way or the other. But we had some good scoring chances. So it's that's a game of hockey, and it's just too bad we didn't win, but we did a lot of good things.
Seeing that after you did get that third goal in the second, it seemed like Saros just kind of locked it down and said, we're not going to let any more goals in tonight. Is that kind of how you saw it too?
Well, we hit the post from a shot coming from the blue line, Kostelec. We had a few good chances right in front of their goalie. It was good. Their goalie was good, but we had our chances, and they're really good. They're one of the best team in the league to be in the shooting lanes, so they're blocking a lot of shots. They're inside the dot lanes, and so it's. I thought we did a decent job at creating those scoring chances, but details of the game, like you know, stop and start, and making sure we stick to our plan for 60 minutes. And when we play well defensively, we're creating more offense. And I thought tonight, just at times, we were a bit too much on the gamble side, and it doesn't pay off.
You talked earlier about not wanting to name your top two D pairings per se, but most people would probably say Kostelec, Gotovets might be the third pairing.
Yeah.
They seem to have a really good game tonight. A lot of chances created. Gotovets in particular jumped up a lot in the play. Talk a bit about their play.
Well, same game plan for everybody, right? So if it's there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. We're not going to stop anyone from supporting the rush and then creating some offense if it's there. I mean, the perception of the skill level of certain players and what we know they can do is might be different. So we have the same game plan. Now, the players have to adjust accordingly to their skill level. But it's, Gorovets and Kostelik can make a good first pass, and they can support the rush just like anybody else.
At the AHL level, is there a more complete winger up front than Buddy Robinson as far as his defensive ability combined with his ability to attack?
I don't know, but he's pretty good. He's really good. He created the power play tonight, being that front. He's good on the wall. He's good on the penalty kill. He's a great teammate. He's consistent. He's the type of guy that you know what to expect, game in, game out. So it's day in, day out. So it's, he's a real good pro, and we're really lucky to have him.